The next thing I knew, West Indian Archie was standing before me, cursing me loud, his gun on me. He was really making his public point, floor showing for the people. He called me foul names, threatened me. Everyone, bartenders, customers, sat or stood as though carved, drinks in midair. The jukebox in the rear was going. I had never seen West Indian Archie high before. Not a whiskey high. I could tell it was something else. I knew the hustler's characteristic of keying up on dope to do a job. I was thinking, I'm going to kill Archie. I'm just going to wait until he turns around to get the drop on him. I could feel my own .32 resting against my ribs where it was tucked under my belt, beneath my coat. West Indian Archie, seeming to read my mind, quit cursing, and his words jarred me. You're thinking you're gonna kill me first, Red. But I'm gonna give you something to think about. I'm 60. I'm an old man. I've been to Sing Sing. My life is over. You're a young man. Kill me? You're lost anyway. All you can do is go to prison. I've since thought that West Indian Archie may have been trying to scare me into running to save both his face and his life. It may be that's why he was so high. No one knew that I hadn't killed anyone, but no one who knew me, including myself, would doubt that I'd kill.